Welcome to Standard Chartered India Money Insights, a podcast series that brings you topical insights and local perspectives on India's markets from the experts.
Hello everyone, my name is Ravi. Welcome to another edition of our weekly podcast. Escalating geopolitical tensions weighed on market sentiments, driving global equities lower for the third consecutive week. Major US equity benchmarks recorded their longest streak of daily declines in over a year, posting weekly losses for the third week, driven by a sharp sell-off in tech sector as bond yields continued to rise higher. The Asia ex-Japan equity markets also continued their downward trend amid a record sell-off of around 8 billion, led by Taiwan market, which was down 7%, Hong Kong and Indonesian markets each down 5%, Chinese and Indian equities down 2%, while Malaysia and Singapore closed flat for the week. Back home, Indian equities also consolidated over the holiday truncated week. The Nifty index remained under pressure over the week amid a global sell-off, mixed earnings reporting during the week, and sharp investor outflows to record a weekly decline of 1.7%. Broader markets' performance was mixed over the past week, with the Nifty mid-cap index down 2.7%, while Nifty small-cap index was down 1.4%. Among sectors, IT and realty led the losers with cuts of over 2.7% for the week, while telecom was the only sector to record a positive return of 0.4% during the week. Indian fixed income market remained under pressure for another week, with government bond yields rising across the curve, driven by a sharp rise in US bond yields, rising geopolitical tensions in the Middle East, and foreign investor pullouts from the domestic bond markets. The yield curve flattened, with the 10-year Indian government bond yields rising 5 basis points to close at 7.22%, while the 3-year and 5-year Indian government bond yields rose 7 basis points and 8 basis points respectively. The INR declined 0.1% against the USD to close at 83.47 per dollar. A stronger US dollar, rising US bond yields, and foreign investor outflows negated the impact of lower crude oil prices. INR gold rose 0.5%. Brent crude oil traded volatile during the week, ending with a weekly decline of 3.5% as US jobs data supported higher for interest rates for longer, weighing on demand outlook while easing tensions in the Middle East later in the week eased supply concerns. Among the macro update, not much data except India's merchandise trade deficit, which narrowed sequentially to $15.6 billion in the March of 2024, compared to a $18.7 billion recorded during the previous month and compared to the market forecast of an $18.8 billion deficit. Exports edged down by 0.7% year-on-year to $41.7 billion. This was the highest level since March of 2023. Imports declined at a faster pace of 4.5% to $57.3 billion, driven by lower gold purchases. Gold imports fell to $1.5 billion in March compared to $3.3 billion a year ago. At this point, I'll take a pause and thank you as always for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, please like and subscribe. Have a great week ahead.
Thank you for listening to Standard Chartered India Money Insights. Stay tuned for the latest updates and market trends by subscribing to our podcast. For more information, reach out to your Standard Chartered relationship manager or visit www.se.com/in.